Imagine a bright, sunny day. The sun shines brightly as the wind from the cloudless skies sweeps the grass. Then a dark, spherical object slowly begins to cover the sun's rays as the skies darken. Soon, it is like night, and animals, both diurnal and nocturnal, are incredibly confused. This is not the beginning of a horror film. It's a solar eclipse, and it happened on April 8th of 2024 in North America. Hello, and welcome to Let's Talk About. I'm your host, The Host. And today, in this special of Let's Talk About, we'll be exploring about how eclipses happen and the many other interesting observations that can occur during an eclipse. As we've all learned from science class, we know that the moon orbits the Earth, and the Earth likewise orbits the sun. According to a NASA webpage titled Eclipses, during very rare events, the Earth, Sun, and Moon line up in almost a straight line, thus creating a shadow over the surface of the Earth. However, you might be asking, well, doesn't the Moon go in front of the Earth or closer to the Sun than the Earth during its orbit? A great question. The reason is because the moon isn't always on the same orbital plane as the Earth. To better explain this, if the moon shared the same orbital plane, then it would go left to right respective to the Earth. Since the moon doesn't, it can move more upwards and downwards. However, there are times when the moon lines up perfectly to cast its shadow on the Earth and to block out the sun. Now, that would be the end of the complexity related to eclipses if it weren't for one thing. There are two types of eclipses, total ones and partial ones. Their names are rather self-explanatory. Partial ones occur when you're in the moon's penumbra, and total ones occur in the umbra. The moon's penumbra is made when the moon covers some part of the sun, but not the entirety. Think about it when you're standing in front of a light and there's two shadows. The first shadow is dark and the second one is only partially dark. The penumbra is just like the partially dark shadow. If you are to see a total eclipse, then you're in the umbra, which is like the shadow that is perfectly dark, as in the example mentioned before. Now that we've covered how a solar eclipse occurs, let's talk about what you can expect from a total solar eclipse. The only reason why we're covering that type is because partial eclipses are boring since only part of the sun is covered. With your eclipse glasses, you will slowly start to see a dark circular object emerge from seemingly nowhere and begin to cover the sun. It's as if something's taking bites out of the sun, like a cookie. Once the moon has almost entirely covered the sun, a bright flash on the leading edge of the moon will appear. That's caused by the last rays of the sun squeezing by the moon in a pattern known as the diamond ring. If you could spare a few moments, you would see the ground around you and everything else begin to get darker. Soon totality will occur, and it'll be safe to view the moon without needing glasses or indirect viewing methods. I know because I speak from experience. Once totality occurs, you will be able to see a white haze appearing around the moon's edge. That's the sun's corona, which is only visible from Earth during the totality stage. If you take another moment to look at your surroundings, you shall see a sunrise on all sides as the sky becomes orange around you and the sky above you turns dark. You should be able to see Venus, Jupiter, and Mars, maybe Saturn, if you look closely enough. Then the diamond ring will happen again on the opposite side of the moon to where it happened before, signaling the time to put your glasses back on and see the sun reappear. I realize now that the eclipse that occurred during North America happened on April 8th, 2024. However, if you do have the chance to see a totality in the future, then take it. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and no photo will be able to compensate for that. The view of the sun's corona, flashing brightly around the dark body of the moon, the view of sunsets and sunrises all around you, and the sky becoming dark above you is truly a sight to behold. Staring up at it, I had the chance to realize how big and vast this universe was, and how small we are. It was almost like megalophobia, also known as the fear of very massive things, took over me. It was a sight that I shall never forget. If you do have the chance to see it, even if it's a few hours of a drive to get there, I still strongly suggest that you go and see it. You will not regret it. Thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions or suggestions for the next episode, email us at letustalkabout@outlook.com. And don't forget to check out our website for access to all of our episodes. As always, stay tuned for more and have a great week ahead. This is your host, signing off.